here's a story from The World.
In other diplomatic news, the White House is hosting South Korea's President Moon Jae-in tomorrow. It will be the first top-level meeting between the two nations since Joe Biden became president. At the top of the agenda, North Korea and its growing arsenal of nuclear weapons. As The World's Patrick Nguyen reports, the stakes at this meeting are very high, especially for President Moon.
No one can say that South Korea's president lacks ambition. Moon Jae-in has staked his legacy on getting one of the most notorious dictators on the planet to soften up, getting Kim Jong-un to be more open and flexible. A daunting challenge, though at times Moon has seemed to be pulling it off. That's President Moon hugging Kim Jong-un himself in North Korea while a huge crowd cheers. That historic embrace 3 years ago was a political high point for Moon. But now he's in his final year as president, and under South Korean law, he can't run again. He needs a serious breakthrough soon. Here's Robert Kelly, a professor at South Korea's Pusan University.
Most South Korean presidents try to tiptoe around the vortex of North Korea because it just sort of sucks you in and you never get out.
President Moon is deep in the vortex. He's focused on North Korea more than other big issues. Corporations run amok, housing prices, stuff South Koreans really care about. So he's got to walk away with more than just a hug. Moon said recently, "I see my final year in office as the last chance to go from an incomplete peace with North Korea to one that can't be reversed." Now, at this point, there's really one man who can make that dream come true.
Are we a nation that embraces dictators and tyrants like Putin and Kim Jong-un? But Trump does.
That was Joe Biden in campaign mode. Now that he's president, Moon will ask him to please take a leap and sit down with that dictator, Kim Jong-un. Professor Kelly says that Moon Jae-in and the South Korean left generally needs Biden to be bold because the U.S. and the two Koreas are stuck.
It's so ossified. It's this Gordian knot. And the way to sort of slice through that is to have a summit level meeting, which can be this breakthrough kind of silver bullet to reset the whole table.
It's a big request, but Moon got former President Trump to meet with Kim Jong-un three times, in part by playing to his ego.
Moon Jae-in is the one who told Trump that he might win a Nobel Prize, right? That's where Trump got the idea of winning a Nobel Prize from North Korea from, right? It was Moon Jae-in kind of whispering in his ear.
What did Trump get out of those meetings? Handshakes with Kim and photo ops. Not much else. And what has President Moon gotten for his trouble, trying to broker peace between the U.S. and North Korea? Well, verbal abuse and lots of it. Kim Jong-un's younger sister, an unofficial attack dog, Kim Yo-jong, she calls Moon a, quote, dreamy-eyed little boy. And to the Biden White House, she says, don't mess with us if, quote, you want to sleep well for the next 4 years. But Moon's administration just takes it because he wants big change, an official end to the Korean War, trade with North Korea, and eventually some form of unification. Professor Robert Kelly says the U.S. stands in the way of that vision.
They keep colliding with the reality of sanctions. The U.S. Treasury Department has to call up the Korean government every once in a while, every time Moon says we want to do this or that, and say you're not allowed to because it's illegal.
Moon needs Biden to take this risk, to wind down sanctions, which really do suffocate North Korea's economy, especially now when there's a bad food shortage. Kim Jong-un would love to get rid of those sanctions. That probably would bring him back to negotiations. The problem is that, unlike Moon, the U.S. is not focused on a possible grand peace with Pyongyang. It mostly cares about one thing, nukes, especially ones that could hit American soil. Biden recently said so himself.
I'm also prepared for some form of diplomacy, but it has to be conditioned upon the end result of denuclearization.
Now, almost no one thinks North Korea's regime will hand over its nuclear arsenal, which it calls a sword of justice, the only thing stopping America from invading. If anything, Robert Kelly says, North Korea might agree to stop building more warheads or even getting rid of some.
Maybe they'll roll back a little bit. We just have to talk to them. We have to engage them. Let's say they've got 400 weapons. Well, they don't need 400 weapons to threaten the United States.
Just 50 nuclear bombs would be plenty, he says. But will Biden risk his reputation to sit down with Kim Jong-un when, best case scenario, North Korea still gets to keep enough nukes to immolate L.A. or Houston. And worst case scenario, Biden gets played like a sucker. The American president is in no rush to meet the North Korean dictator, Kelly says. So President Moon's time may be running out.
I think that's what's going to happen. Moon is going to be remembered as a guy who took a huge swing. He was swinging for the bleachers with North Korea and he whiffed.
That may be a lesson for the next South Korean president if he or she thinks about taking a risk on courting North Korea. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.